Let's come back to France, shall we? One of President François Hollande's electoral promises, overhaul France's energy sector. He's handed that task to the Environment Minister, hasn't he, Ségolène Royal?
That's right. So it was a tricky task trying to live up to your campaign promises. Well, three-fourths of France's energy comes from nuclear, the highest level among developed economies. The socialist government wants to drastically shift that focus to non-nuclear renewables. The new law does not specify whether any of the country's 58 nuclear plants will close, but the cap makes it seem inevitable. But the government says going green will create 100,000 new jobs. Luke Brown has all the details.
We have to diversify our energy sources. So the level of nuclear power has to be stabilized, and then it has to be reduced when it comes to electricity production.
Despite calls from the anti-nuclear lobby, the government has no plans to force the closure of any aging plants. But with a new cap on total nuclear production, electricity utility EDF will likely be forced to shut some as new generation sites come online, a deadline that opponents say will cost France dear.
Very soon it'll be 2025. This means we have to close more than 20 reactors. That's ruinous. Ruinous for jobs. Ruinous for our ability to compete. Ruinous because it will cost the state to pay back EDF.